We're in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Simon Tov Kuf Pei Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch has been going through the changes in davening for Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We are now up to Sif Vav, and we'll be going till the end of the Simon, till Sif Tes. Sif Vav, Omer B'tfilah Vatiten Lanu Es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh Ve'eno Maske Rosh Chodesh. We do not mention Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, Bakesel Yom Chagenu. This is the Gemara brings the pasuk of a Kesel Yom Chagenu and says that is referring to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, first of all, is the day that the Yontif, that we do not see the moon. The other Yom Tovim are later in the month. But also, we do not say anything about it being Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, we do mention something about Rosh Chodesh, because when we call it Zikaron, we find the Lashon of Zikaron also with reference to Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, it says the of Yom Simchaschem, of Moadechem, of Rashei Chachechem. We have a mitzvah of sounding the chatzotzris, the trumpets. And there the pasuk says, V'nizkartem. So Rosh Chodesh is also a day for Zikaron. Rosh Chodesh is a day for Zikaron as well. Aside from Kapar, it's a day for Zikaron. As a result of it, when we say in the bracha, Vatitan Lanu Es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh is included. Further, Siv Zayin, Imchol B'chol Om Yom Teruah Mikra Kodesh, Imchol B'Shabbos Om Zichron Teruah. And that is throughout the Shmoneh Esrei. Throughout the entire Shmoneh Esrei, whether you're dealing with Shacharis, Musaf, all the different Shmoneh Esreis. On Rosh Hashanah, we call it Yom Teruah. The same thing in Kiddush, we call it Yom Teruah. If it falls on Shabbos, when we do not blow the shofar, we say Zichron Teruah. Now, it is not Ma'akev. The halachi is that if one said Zichron Teruah on a weekday or Yom Teruah on a Shabbos, they're Yotzim, they do not have to say it over again. The reason being, because remember, Midoraisa, we are allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. It was the Rabbanan who prohibited it, because of Shema Yavarena, what you're going to do is you're going to go to a baki to teach you how to blow shofar, and you're going to end up carrying in the street, you're going to end up carrying Arba Amos and the Rishus HaRavim. So Chazal told us that we should hold back from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So that means Midoraisa, when the Torah spoke of Zichron Teruah, it was referring to a day that you blow the shofar, because there is no day of Rosh Hashanah that you don't blow the shofar Midoraisa. So we see that the Lashonis, although Chazal take Zichron Teruah as the Asmachta, it is from there, it is on that pasuk that they really base the idea that you don't blow every Rosh Hashanah, every day of Rosh Hashanah, but when it falls on Shabbos, you refrain from blowing. Nevertheless, we could not say that that is ma'akev. The halacha, therefore, is if you said Zichron Teruah on a regular weekday of Rosh Hashanah, or you said Yom Teruah on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah, you are Yotze. The halacha is that even at night, when we don't blow any year, we don't kish over, it's only by Yom, it's not by Laila. Nevertheless, we say Zichron Teruah if it falls on Shabbos, and we say Yom Teruah if it's on a weekday. The Mishnah Berurah mentions some other things here. First of all, he says that we do not say Ritzevim Nu Chaseinu on Yom Kippur, that Shabbos falls on, but we would say it on Rosh Hashanah. That is, that we can call Rosh Hashanah that Shechalios B'Shabbos a day of Menucha, whereas Yom Kippur we would not, because it's a day of Inui. If the Torah says that it's V'nisim, it's Nafshal Seichem, it would be inappropriate to say Ritzevim Nuchaseinu. So, Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, we say Ritzevim Nuchaseinu. Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos, according to the Mishnah Berurah, we do not say Ritzevim Nuchaseinu. Then we go to Sif Ches, and the Mechaber is giving us more dikdukim in the davening. You do not say Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Soson. Now that's the first thing. The second thing is, we do not say, instead we say, we do not say Vahasiyenu in davening. Vahasiyenu is Birkas Moadecho, L'chaim, L'sholom, L'simcha, L'sason. We do not say that on Rosh Hashanah. And in Musaf, we don't say, in all of these, we are referring to the fact that in the Sholosh Regalim, there was a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regal. There was no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there was no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, although it was clear from Chazal that Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur would come to the Beis HaMikdash to partake in the whole avod of Yom Kippur. And there was even a mitzvah to come. The Gemara says there's a mitzvah to come on Yom Kippur because of Baron V'Hamadris Melach, that there will always be a crowd around what's happening. Nevertheless, there is no chiv of aliyah l'regel. There was no carbon that one brought because no carbon chagiga that he brought, a carbon olazria that one brought on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Those are only for the regalim, so that we leave those out in the Shemona Esrei. And the Rama adds, v'chosmim udvorcha emes. The Rama says that you also say the word udvorcha emes. This is the way we are chosim all the brachas on Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Brura mentions that one should not say the simloch atahu Hashem. You're speaking to Hashem. It's loch atah Hashem. Why the who? Who is third person? Second person. You're speaking to Hashem. Next, we get to Siftes. Now, in Siftes, he's not talking about particular words of the davening, but he's referring to something general about the davening altogether. Even though all year long we're supposed to say Shemoneh Esrei silently, just enough that you can possibly hear yourself, but nothing more than that. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, one is allowed to daven out loud. Why is that? Because, first of all, the reason one would want to daven out loud is, of course, that he would have more kavanah. The problem is that when you daven out loud, you're disturbing everybody else. And Rosh Hashanah, it is assumed that everyone is davening from the machzer, so that even if there's some noise, they're going to be able to concentrate, as opposed to during the year, where people will often daven without a siddur, and especially in the olden days, when there were many places where people just didn't have siddurim. And way back when, before the printing, a siddur was a rarity. But Rosh Hashanah people had machzorim because they did not know the davening baal peh. As a result of it, you're not really disturbing people as much, because when people are davening baal peh and then they hear a noise that disturbs them, so they just totally forget where they are in time and space. Not so when you're davening from a machzor. Nevertheless, one should not daven too loud. You can daven a little louder than you normally do in order to have kavana, but you should not be davening the Shemoneh Esrei just totally out loud, because it does, after all, it does disturb people. Then the Rama mentions v'noagim shekol echad omer l'chaveru l'shana tova tikasev. The minag of saying l'shana tova tikasev to people after davening on Rosh Hashanah night. So there are several issues actually here that the Mishnah Berurah raises. Well, first he just points out you should get your dikduk correct, so that if you're saying it to a woman, you say it in the feminine, you say tikasevi and not tikasev. But other than that, the question is, do we say tikasev, which is what the Rama says, or do you add to that tikasev a sechasein? Do we also talk about the chasima? Remember, the chasima, according to what we say in Unasana Tokev, takes place on Yom Kippur. So do we say on Rosh Hashanah l'shana tova tikasev v'sechasein or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokas. He brings the Magen Avraham, who says to say v'sechasein as well. The Asara Mamoros says not to say v'sechasein, and the Gra follows the Asara Mamoros, not to say v'sechasein. He just says l'shana tova tikasev. So there are various minhagim on that. The other question is, how long can you say this? Yes, you can say it Rosh Hashanah evening. You say it at night on Rosh Hashanah. How about the next morning? You know, what if you meet somebody the next morning that you did not see at night? Do you say Lashana Tova or not? So the Magen Avraham says that until Chatzos, you can say Lashana Tova. Furthermore, what's with the second night of Rosh Hashanah? The Taz says that you can say Lashana Tova on the second night as well, whereas the El Yoraba disagrees. So with regard to the Seder of the Mishnah Berurah, he ends off with the El Yoraba disagreeing, which may sound like that's what he holds, but there are different minhagim with regard to saying Lashana Tova. Do we say Lashana Tova both nights, or do we just say Lashana Tova on the first night? And then once again, the issue of saying Lashana Tova to people that you meet that you did not see at night. The minhag is that if you did not see them at night, people will generally just wish them a Gemar Chasima Tova.